So I don't harm anybody. So please, you do not need to slander me. Okay? And if you even claim that you have seen Amitabha Buddha's land, like you see the line on your palm, then ask Amitabha Buddha about my ID. Who is Supreme Master Qinghai? Yeah? Then if you really see Amitabha Buddha, I doubt that you would ever slander me or doubt me or suspect that I am a bad practitioner. Yeah. If you really can see Buddha's land like that, then you are one of the Buddha's citizens in his land already. Then you must know more. The Buddha must have told you about me. Then surely you would have been my friend, advocate for me, and be in my fold. And if the Buddha didn't tell you about me, that means you have not been there. My God, I wish for all the Buddhas to forgive you. I wish heaven forgives you, so that you can redeem yourself one day. If you are still alive and committed this kind of mistake, please, you turn, repent, ask the Buddhas, ask God to forgive you, and truly dedicate your life to practicing sincerely with your heart, purely just to redeem yourself and to liberate yourself from the cycle of birth and death, from suffering again and again and again. May God bless you. Amen. A Di Đà Phật. I do love you also. If you think I don't love this and that person who has done wrong to me, you are wrong. I do love them. And I never wish them to have to go to hell, because in this lifetime, there are two doors in hell. When you come in, you can visit with a saint present with you, like a Buddha, a Bodhisattva, or even a Christ manifestation with you. Then you can come out again. And you can see how the demons work there to keep people in tremendous hell and suffering. But then you can still come out if that is your luck to meet the saint who brought you there, so that you can come back and tell people and also strengthen your own spiritual faith and practice. But there is another door. Any soul who comes in there never can get out again. Never. In this period of time, there is such a rule, such a door. Oh, please, I never want anybody to even look at that. Not to talk about going inside that door. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, please forgive us. Please protect us, please. The humans are just weak and vulnerable. Please, 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 no hell at all for anybody. Please. That means like you're killing me. Please forgive, dear God. Even if you have to kill them, please save their souls. Don't push their souls to hell forever, please. Amen, dear God, dear Almighty God. Greatest among all greatest, highest among all the highest, please, please consider, Sire, please, sir. Please, all the masters, strengthen my spiritual power so that I can help as many souls as possible. More souls than designed. I just remembered that I told you about how maybe there's a pandemic coming, very likely. I don't know how much I can do about that, but likely there should be a pandemic coming your way, and this one is not like COVID-19. It will be, oh God, deadly. No cure, and no one can escape. If too much bad karma, then you can't escape. Only good people can escape. You, my God's disciples, will escape. But do not slack, because I say that. You still continue to be diligent. I will do my best to save humans and animal people from this tragedy. God mercy. Even if you over practice and you have more merit than you need to go home, then you still can bless the world, your parents, your family, your clan members, and the world around you. I don't know when the disaster or pandemic will come. I don't always know the exact date because humans' hearts keep changing and humans' karma is changing also.
Well, could the next pandemic make the height of the COVID-19 outbreak look mild? That's what some experts are predicting for what's being called Disease X.
Disease X is a legitimate health scare. The next unknown disease of epidemic potential. This term was formalized by the WHO in 2018. It was named X because of the lack of knowledge about it. It's not known what this disease will be, whether it will jump from animals to humans, or whether it will be a mysterious lab creation. But one thing scientists are certain about is this. Disease X is coming. They don't know when, they don't know how. What they do know is that it could be far worse than the Wuhan virus, that it could cause more deaths than the Wuhan virus, and that it could take us years to recover from it. This is how the WHO defined the disease. It said, Disease X represents the knowledge that a serious international epidemic could be caused by a pathogen currently unknown to cause human disease. In May this year, the chief of the World Health Organization issued a warning. He said, the planet should be ready for a disease deadlier than COVID. That a doomsday COVID variant with the power to send the world back to square one is still a big possibility. Allow me now to quote his exact statement. The threat of another variant emerging that causes new surges of disease and death remains. And the threat of another pathogen emerging with even deadlier potential remains. 4 months since this warning was issued, scientists the world over are talking about this. This includes Kate Bingham, who served as the chair of the UK's Vaccine Task Force. She says, we need to prepare for Disease X because it could be more perilous than COVID-19. Let me now take you through her claims one by one. The scientist says that this disease, Disease X, could have a similar impact as a devastating Spanish flu of 1918. 2. Disease X could potentially result in up to 50 million more deaths. 3. The disease could emerge from the millions of viruses that are yet to be discovered. 4. It may take scientists a whole lot of time to develop vaccines that can fight this disease. Now, here's the thing. While preventive measures could help, but without knowing what exactly these measures are aimed at, will be like shooting an arrow in the dark. I mean, no one in the scientific community has been really able to say with clarity where this disease could emerge from and what exactly could cause it. And this makes fighting it all the more difficult.
Perhaps it doesn't take... I mean, I always think that my writing is very clear already.
The upper estimate is 100 million deaths in 1918. This time it may be 400 million people died. And that is a really horrendous number. And I hope that governments will really take on these challenges.
So just be prepared, yeah? As I said to you already, teach your children to find shelter if they are in a vulnerable situation or not at home. Slowly train your dog people to go quickly in the bathroom instead of going out all the time. You can train them slowly, or one day in the house, another day in the bathroom, in the house with the pet, you know, or just in the bathrooms better. Do something in there, smear something smelly of their waste so that they can smell it and they know it's their place. Tell them, they understand everything. And maybe one day, just one time in the bathroom, and slowly, slowly, and then two times, three times, and they get used to it. And when something happens, tell them we cannot go out because it's dangerous outside. They will understand. Tell them that they should train themselves in the bathroom. They will understand everything. Give them a treat if they do it in the bathroom, so they know it's a good thing to do. Okay? And then slowly they can also do it all the time in the bathroom without a treat. And when you take them out, it's just for pleasure. and they will be safe and keep food in the house. I already told you before. And when you go out, you wear mask, even nowadays. It will not hurt you. If you can, yeah, if it's not too trouble or irritating for you, if you're not afraid other people laugh at you or ridicule you or anything, it's your life, not their lives, okay? I don't understand it. When COVID-19 first came, people were advised to wear masks. And some people who don't want to wear masks go and even beat up the people who wear masks or go out and protest like, we're not wearing it and stuff like that. Oh, my goodness. It's not like the government told you to do that for fun or so that they can get your money or anything. You wear mask because even if it's not about the pandemic, when you go out, the wind often carries invisible insects, very little insects, and also viruses, bacteria, all kinds of things, you know, that go by the wind. And it will affect you if you breathe it in, especially with the mouth. So if you carry the mask, you cover the nose also. Because sometimes you go out and you talk on the phone, your mouth opens and the wind comes and it will blow nasty viruses into your lungs, in your body. Then you get sick. And some of the viruses are very resistant to the drugs, to the medicine, so it won't cure you even. So take good care of yourself. In your house, it's safe, so you don't have to wear it. But when you go out, especially on windy days, it's no harm to wear a mask. Especially nowadays, we have so many new sicknesses coming.
Etc.
Do not think. I love to tell you all this for fun. No. Because whatever I tell you to do, I will have to take the karma for that or share the karma from you for that. So please take good care of yourselves. Then I will feel that at least my sacrifice is worth it. It helps you. Okay?
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.